The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I would imagine almost all of you are familiar with Operation Christmas Child that distributes millions of shoeboxes all over the world every year. And we've had the privilege of partnering with them on several occasions. And I know that many of your churches are involved as well. Well, it is my privilege to have with me today Maria Schnivsko, I believe, who has a wonderful Operation Christmas Child story. Maria, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Bob. It is my privilege to be here with you guys.
And it is Schnivsko, correct?
Yes.
Or at least close. Maria was born in Ukraine and has a really neat Operation Christmas Child story. And Maria, I'd like for you just quickly to share with us how you heard about Operation Christmas Child and how it impacted you as a very young child.
Absolutely. It is definitely quite a story. I can talk about it for hours because God is amazing. Seriously, I grew up in Ukraine, which is a beautiful country, right? But there's always struggles, and it's not perfect, especially when I was born was during the fall of the Soviet Union. So there was a lot of financial difficulties and challenges, and I grew up in a large family. With tight finances, my parents loved us very much, but it was still hard to provide, just like the basic things of life. So let alone gifts. So I basically grew up without ever having, birthday gifts, and even Christmas gifts. So it was, kind of eventually grew to accept it and that was all right. There was one special time when I was really struggling at school, and my most difficult time was definitely during Christmas time when all the other kids would come to school and show off all their beautiful toys and things they got for Christmas, and I had nothing to show. Plus, on top of that, they always teased me about being a Christian and going to church and things like that. So I had no idea that year when I was 10 years old, I was going to receive an Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift. And for you guys, I'm not sure, it's just a shoebox of gifts. Like, for us, for my family, for myself, it was the most magical thing ever. It was the biggest surprise. When I took that to school and all of those same kids that used to make fun of me all of a sudden wanted to be my friends because they saw that I had all of these beautiful, bright, shiny toys and school supplies and things like that. So God, just answered my prayers in such a huge way and just showed me how much he loved me at that time to send that shoebox at such a perfect time.
Well, I think that we usually think of the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes going to Muslim kids and Buddhist kids and kids that are not Christians and into homes that are not Christians. You had a Christian home, so why was this so important that you received this shoebox? And I've heard your testimony before. You believe this is impacting your life today. Why is that true?
Yes. It certainly is. And usually, you are correct. Usually the shoeboxes go to the places that have never even heard the gospel, have never heard about Jesus. And my story is kind of unique that I was actually born and raised in a Christian home. But during such a time when Christianity was still not accepted, and by the time I was in grade school, it was, you know, people don't believe me that I was, you know, so, you know, persecuted for my faith. I wasn't accepted as most kids were at my school. I was the only Christian. And it really took a toll on me where I was questioning my faith. Like, I was just questioning if God, like, if he even hears me. Like, I saw God answer my parents' prayers, but, like, never my own. So for me, it was, you know, like that tangible kind of seed of faith that God was just working in my heart at that time. And that time, like, he really took my attention when I got that shoebox. And the reason that is so meaningful to me right now is because I work in a similar, not a similar, but with challenging students in Cleveland in the inner city schools. I'm an arts teacher, so I actually have access to all of the students. I get to impact everybody's, you know, every single student in my school. And it's amazing how I am able to look back at my life and tell my students that I know what you're going through. Like, I've experienced a lot of similar challenges financially. I experienced challenges with bullying. Mm-hmm. I have gone, like, I know what you're going through. And when I share my story with them, they're amazed and they believe me. They're more open to hearing about my faith, about God, about salvation and things like that. And it's just amazing that my shoebox also had some art supplies in it. And I think it, like, really impacted me to the point that I'm actually an artist right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, the shoebox that you received back in 2002 was one of millions that were sent all over the world, primarily from individuals and families here in the United States. I'm really curious, and I don't know the answer. Were you able to find out who sent you the shoebox, and have you ever been able to have contact with them?
That is a great question. At this point, I do not know who sent our shoebox, and I do have a picture of the family, though.
Really?
We found a photograph. Yeah, we found a photograph of the family that sent us the shoebox.
Wow.
But they never signed their name or address or church or anything like that. So I'm still on the hunt. Whenever I travel, I always keep that photograph in my Bible just so one time I can, you know, meet them and, you know, be able to tell them anything that God has done ever since that shoebox. And it's amazing, though. Yeah.
Here's one thing for sure. If you don't meet them here on earth, I really believe God will arrange that when you all get to heaven. I just do. And speaking of meeting Maria, she is going to be in the Columbus area. She is going to be at South Point Church in Orient, Ohio, this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. South Point Church in Orient, Ohio, Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., and then she is going to be at Dublin Baptist Church in Dublin, right here in the Columbus area, Sunday night at 6 p.m. So if you'd like to meet Maria and hear more of her testimony, just head to South Point Church, Orient, Ohio, 10:30 a.m. this Sunday morning, and Dublin Baptist Church at 6 p.m. this coming Sunday night. And I hope many of our listeners will make it out and have an opportunity to meet you and hear more of your testimony in person, Maria.
Mm-hmm. I always love meeting people that are involved in the Creation Christmas Child, that pack shoeboxes, especially people that are project leaders that organize packing parties and motivate other people to pack. It's always so encouraging seeing everyone and just being able to thank you personally So definitely looking forward to meeting a lot of you guys.
And by the just pure FYI, just got back from Moldova 2 weeks ago.
You have?
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago. I just got back from Moldova, which is right next door to Ukraine.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and when you talk about you were a family of eight in a one-room apartment, I began going to Moldova around 1998, 1999, and that was very common during those days for a family of 8, 9, 10 in a one-room apartment. So for Americans who find that hard to believe, it certainly is true and was true. And Maria, I'm just so thankful for the way that God has used you and how Operation Christmas Child impacted your life, and now as a result, you are impacting so many others. So thank you for your service to Christ.
Praise God indeed. I am very privileged to be a part of His kingdom and His work through Operation Christmas Child. It has been a pleasure.
Well, amen to that. Maria Schnizko, and she again will be in the Columbus area Sunday night, Dublin Baptist Church at 6, and Sunday morning at South Point Church in Orient at 10:30. Maria, God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 I have had a bunch of free tickets to give away, but I've had several guests. Well, not several, but I've had two guests and extended interviews. So I would love to give some tickets away to the zoo. Now listen carefully. Don't start calling yet. No. I have some 4-packs of tickets to the zoo and or Zumbezi Bay, to both. Now, if you're going to go to Zumbezi Bay, it's not going to open much longer. The zoo tickets are good for, I think, the rest of the year. But if you want to go to Zumbezi Bay, well, you'll need to go quickly. But here's what I'd like. I'd like for you to give me a call and share one of, it doesn't have to be your favorite Bible verse, but one of, either your favorite Bible verse or one of your favorite Bible verses and why it means something to you. And until the tickets run out, I've got a few 4-packs. Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. If you call and share with me one of your favorite verses of Scripture and why, I'll be happy to get free tickets to you to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Your one of, it doesn't have to be your most favorite, but one of your favorite verses of Scripture and why. And if you'll share that with me, that encourages me. I think it'll encourage our listeners as well. I've got a family 4-pack of tickets for you to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay. Well, that didn't take long. Phone lines are full. And the first one up is Carolyn in Centerville, Ohio. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome, and thank you for calling Bob Burney Live. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I am blessed beyond measure.
Oh, yeah. You had asked for a Bible verse, and there was one that just stood out to me because I was at a point in my life where I just felt sort of alone, and the one that stood out was the one that says, Revelation 3:20, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. It just, at a point in my life, I needed to hear that verse, and it seemed to coincide with a lot of things that were transpiring at the time. And so it seemed so easy, you know, to just ask. And yet here we make things so complicated, or we feel that we have to go through different levels to achieve sometimes God's attention or grace in a situation.
And, you know, that verse is misunderstood, I think, by many. Many, if not most people, think that that's a verse to non-Christians, unsaved people, to invite Christ. But it's not. It was written to the church. It was written to believers who had shut the door, and he wanted fellowship with them again. So, Carolyn, that's a wonderful, wonderful verse, and I am just so delighted that you called. Have you ever been to the Columbus Zoo?
I have not. I was just telling my fiance that I really want to go to the I take that back. I did go, but it's been many, many years ago, so probably at least 20.
Well, you won't recognize it, and I am grateful that you can go with our care and concern. And I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff is going to get your information. We'll figure out how to get those tickets to you. But a family four-pack will be coming your way, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right, Carolyn, God bless you. Is this your first time ever to call?
No, I have called in the past for different times, that, but it's been a few years.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for calling, and thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff will be getting your information. All right. Linda in Canal Winchester. Hi, Linda. You're up next on Bob Burney Live. And we don't have a whole lot of time, but I can't wait to hear your favorite Bible verse.
Well, of course, this is just one of them. Have tons of them, but my husband and I are doing legacy Bibles for our grandchildren, meaning that we're underlining verses in the Bibles that we pray for them often. And so one of the verses is from Colossians 2:7, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him, established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude.
Ah, that's wonderful. Wonderful verses. Well, like I said, we don't have a whole lot of time, and I apologize for that, but have you been to the zoo lately?
I have, but not for quite a while.
All right. Well, with our compliments, a family four-pack will be headed your way, and I'm going to put you on hold as well, and Jeff, as soon as he can get to you, we'll be getting your contact information. And Linda, thank you. And thank you for what you're doing with your grandkids. That is a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Thank you so much.
All right, Linda, God bless you. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. And that's two of the passes given away. Jeanette in Columbus will be up when we come back. Right now, phone lines are full. But if you want to wait a couple of minutes and then try to call back, do so. I do have a few more, just a few more of the zoo tickets to give away. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.